to America's favorite wellness hour, Healthy by Nature, with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Well, good morning. In the newsletter this week, I previewed the show for today, and we're going to talk about burgers, not only what might be right or wrong with the burgers that we usually eat, but also what about the alternatives? Are they really such hot stuff? And we're going to, in the second half of the show, talk with a pharmacist about the master detoxifier and antioxidant, the master of all of those, glutathione, and his trick for making sure that we have enough of it on an ongoing basis. Well, in the other thing in the blog this week, which was also promoted in the newsletter, is installment two of the care and feeding of your brain. And in this one, I talked about antibiotics, agricultural chemicals, sugar, and high fructose corn syrup, as well as excitotoxins, which is something we'll talk about a bit with our first guest. These are things that just kind of annoy the brain into inflaming itself. And I would love to welcome our new listeners. If this is our first week and really haven't had any promotions, so I don't know if they know we're there yet, but those who are regular listeners to KCRO in Omaha, Lincoln, Nebraska, Sioux City, Iowa, St. Joseph, Missouri, it covers a really big swath up there. KCRO, 660 AM and 106.7 FM. So we're tickled to be on live Saturday mornings, 8 o'clock Central, but also they're kind enough to replay it at 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. So hopefully we'll broaden the base of people who know that you can be healthy by nature. That's God's plan. And all we have to do, he made 10 commandments, but then two really simple prime directives. Give the body everything it needs for optimum function and don't gum up the works with things it can't handle. And we'll talk a little bit about both of those in today's show. Speaking of listeners, anyone listening in San Antonio, please make a note of the fact that this is the last weekend that we will be on any station except KLUP, and that's 9:30 a.m. on the dial, and if anybody still has a dial, the button for 9:30 a.m., and we will be live right now, 8 o'clock. The show is 8 o'clock, 8 to 9, Saturday mornings, and that's Central Time. Please go to the website, hbnshow.com, and either click on the graphics or the comes up about the talks, or go to the events page and get the information on the wonderful videos from all of the lectures at our Health, Home, and Garden Expo in August. There's no charge, and you can listen to these terrific speakers and, get a paper and pencil ready. You'll want to take notes. So coming up, Sally Fallon Morrell, been on the show, but not for a long time, and we're really happy to have her back. Stay with us. This is Healthy by Nature. My name is Marty Whittakin.
I'm Marty Whittakin. You may have heard the word resveratrol, and you may even know that it is the red wine molecule. However, you may not know that Longevinex is the only brand that has undergone testing of any kind, test tube, animal, or human. It's also the one with the correct potency. Trust me, more isn't always better. Internationally respected nutrition expert and formulator Bill Sardi wisely combined resveratrol with other beneficial components to increase its effectiveness. In fact, Longevinex delivers 9 times more positive effect than plain resveratrol pills. Resveratrol is being researched for its support of an astounding variety of health issues. Please read my resveratrol article in the supplement section of the library on hbnshow.com. Order today at longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000. Please tell them Marty sent you just in case they have a special. Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
Hi, I'm Marty Whittakin. When I researched my new book on aloe vera, I learned why, when you drink aloe vera, it helps so many complaints. Everything works better if the body has improved nutrient absorption, better antioxidant support, and fewer toxins. Studies show that there's a great deal of difference among aloe brands. The magic of aloe vera is in its solids, and unfortunately, too many companies damage them with improper filtration, heat, and enzymes. Distilled aloe tastes like water because it's lost all of those beneficial solids. I chose Lily of the Desert as a sponsor because they do the very best job, and university tests prove it. Lily of the Desert controls every step of the process. They even grow their own plants. Lily of the Desert products contain Allosorb. That's added concentrates of the aloe polysaccharides. Lily does gold standard clinical studies on their products, but they aren't greedy. You can pay more, but you'll get less. Look for Lily of the Desert products at all fine health food stores. Visit lilyofthedesert.com.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
My first guest, I realized, boy, it's been way too long since we had her on, and as I reviewed a couple of her blogs for today's show, and I got to thinking about all the things that she's so knowledgeable about, we could have her on, gosh, every week, and we never run out of things to talk about. Sally Fallon Morrell has a master's degree. She's best known as the author of Nourishing Traditions, a cookbook that challenges politically correct nutrition. I wonder if it's good for the tongue when it's misbehaving. Let's try this again. Nourishing Traditions, the cookbook that challenges politically correct nutrition and the diet dictocrats. Love that term. She is the founding president of the Weston A. Price Foundation and editor of the foundation's quarterly magazine and the organizer of their annual event, which is, I have it right here, Ancestral Wisdom Meets Modern Science. And for those in the DFW area or within driving distance of that, it's November 15th through 17th in Allen, Texas. I have the details on the hbnshow.com website. Click on the events page, and the details are there. Joins us by phone from the East Coast. Good morning, Sally.
Thank you, Marty. Yes, our conference is coming up. This is a wonderful nutrition conference, and our website for that conference is wisetraditions.org.
Yeah, and people who are driving and won't remember that, if they remember to go to hbnshow.com, just click on the menu on events, and I have a link to your page with all of the information and the schedule and location and all
great,
those kinds
thank
of things.
You.
Well, I said in the newsletter that people in America love burgers, and that's something that's spreading around the world, but it's so much flap about red meat, and just recently some contrarian research came out where they actually were very thorough about looking for conflicts of interest and bad science and animal studies that don't apply and so on, came back and said, yeah, well, the evidence against red meat's pretty weak. They could have just asked Sally Fallon Morrell, and she's been saying that for a really long time. They could have saved a lot of research dollars. Let's start there, because before we talk about the alternatives that are so much promoted and why they might be promoted, maybe for the same reasons that the myth about red meat has been perpetuated, political reasons, what are your thoughts about red meat in general?
Well, red meat, beef, lamb, game, and so forth, is actually the most nutrient-dense type of meat. It's more nutrient-dense than chicken. I would possibly even fish. Red meat is our best source of zinc, and we need zinc for so many things, including thinking and including fertility. And red meat is a wonderful source of heme iron and B vitamins like B6 and B12. So it's a very good food, and there's nothing wrong with the fat of red meat either. It's got a wonderful fatty acid profile. Now, I'm totally in agreement with the people who are concerned about the feedlot system that we have in this country, which is just an abomination. But basically, the way we raise most of our food in this country is an abomination. And I don't think there's any reason to single out red meat against eggs or chicken or anything that we grow here in this country. And we need to clean up our act all the way across the board and buy from local farmers and people who have their animals outside on pasture. And that's what we do at the Weston A. Price Foundation. We have local chapters all over the country that you can contact to get a local food resource list, which will tell you where to get the good foods where you live.
Well, that's wonderful resource and great information. And you mentioned iron, and I know a lot of our listener ears perked up because Bill Sardi has talked to us about the problem of overaccumulation of iron in later years. And I just I asked another resource of mine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, what he thought about that. And he said he thinks that's kind of determined by your gut bacteria and genetics, and it is not a rule that applies to everyone.
Well, as a matter of fact, we're going to have a really great speaker on this very subject at our conference, and a key component to absorbing iron in properly is vitamin A. And you know, the Weston A. Price Foundation is all about vitamin A and getting vitamin A from butter, egg yolks, cod liver oil, seafood, and so forth. Without the vitamin A, the iron does not get into your blood cells where it belongs and where you need it, but it goes into your tissues where it can be very damaging. So iron is a kind of double-edged sword. It's a very robust carrier of oxygen, but it can also be cause, you know, oxygenative damage. So it has to be properly used in the body, and that requires a lot of cofactors such as vitamin A. So we'll be discussing all this at the conference.
That is just a great point that I don't think we've ever heard before on this show, and I appreciate it so much.
And there's also, you know, the iron you want is the kind of iron that's in meat, the heme iron, not the iron that's in processed food, the iron that's in supplements and so forth. That is iron that's very hard to use.
And tends to be constipated, and that's why people are anemic and are put on iron supplements instead of beef or red meat. End up
or liver.
Yeah.
And you know, before the Second World War, all families ate liver once a week because the doctors told them to, because it was the only known way to prevent pernicious anemia. Pernicious anemia is a really bad thing to have, I can tell you. So everybody ate liver once a week, and the liver, of course, not only contains iron, but it contains vitamin A, so it was wonderful synergy there.
And they've been demonizing vitamin A.
Oh, I know.
I don't think they look at the research.
Right. And we're a nation that has very severe vitamin A deficiency. We need vitamin A to make feel-good chemicals. We need vitamin A to make sex hormones. And a lot of what we're seeing now in our young people with the epidemic of mental illness and so forth is due in part. You know, there's never just one factor, but I think one factor is the avoidance of animal fats now over several generations. And animal fats are essential to health.
Well, fats in general have been demonized. So they're just now kind of clawing some of that back and saying, well, maybe avocados and olives aren't all that bad. I mean, it was nonsense.
Right, but they never tell you that you actually need animal fats. You need the fats in butter and meat fats, and lard, for example, is just a wonderful animal fat, very healthy, full of vitamin D, and egg yolks and, you know, whole milk and all that. So we are the advocates for this kind of diet, and as we say, our upcoming conference is Modern Science Meets Ancient Traditions, and so we'll be showing the scientific rationale for the stand that we take.
I'd like for you, we've got a couple minutes here before the break, I'd like for you to just paint us a picture about Weston A. Price, because he was a a genius well before his time, and we're just now getting around to looking back at that and saying, oh, well, maybe he has some stuff figured out. Tell us a little bit about his work.
Well, our foundation is named after Weston Price, and we call our diet the Wise Traditions Diet because Weston Price looked at the diets of healthy traditional people and found certain commonalities, including a big emphasis on animal fats, organ meats, and meat itself. And all of these cultures went to great lengths to obtain these foods. They were considered sacred foods that were very important for having healthy children. So we're carrying on his research, his traditions, and, you know, seeing beautiful, healthy babies born to our parents who follow our advice and eat what we call the Wise Traditions Diet.
He documented his travels and the comparisons with photographs that are just compelling when you look at them. The people who were eating the traditional diet compared with those in the same bloodlines that moved to or had the modern foods brought into them that are depleted of these things, their faces become all distorted. They need orthodontics. They need dentists and so on.
Yeah, the faces become more narrow in the first generation on processed food, leaving behind their healthy traditional foods, and their teeth are crowded and crooked, and they need orthodontics.
Oh, and we just think that comes with the territory, but all we have to do is look at history, look at cultures around the world, and I always try to do that when we're balancing science.
Yeah. And we can reverse this. I mean, we've had so many people report that their kids on this diet don't need braces. They have beautiful, wide faces, and my kids are the same, and my grandchildren. They don't need braces when they're on this diet.
Well, we don't have any orthodontists as sponsors of this program, so we'll have to worry about some feedback from that. We'll be right back. We can take some of your calls, perhaps, today, 800-281-8255, 800-281-8255. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittakin. Stay with us.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you are missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs and allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, available at fine health food stores. Don't accept a substitute.
It takes several factors to create cancer. That's why it just makes sense to treat the disease with a variety of therapies. Whatever you decide about mainstream medicine's typical surgery, chemo, and radiation, you should know that the Casanas Institute has many powerful tools in their toolbox. For example, natural ways to support your immune system, specialized detoxification programs, and a personalized nutritional plan. If chemotherapy is right for your case, the Casanas Institute also offers a gentler approach, low-dose chemotherapy delivered in a smart way that targets the cancer cells more than your healthy cells. Their approach is individualized to you and your type of cancer to provide effectiveness and reduced side effects. At the Casanas Institute, an experienced care manager will guide you and coordinate options. Don't you deserve a doctor that uses the best of modern science and ancient wisdom? Link from hbnshow.com or call 817-481-6342.
Now we can do as most animals do, maintain levels of vitamin C without continual reliance upon dietary or supplemental sources of vitamin C. This is revolutionary. Vitamin C works by pouring electrons on unbalanced atoms to counter potentially destructive oxygen and nitrogen-free radicals. Instead of taking vitamin C pills all day long, similar to using a fire extinguisher over and over, Formula 216 does this 24/7, akin to an internal fire sprinkler system continually pouring electrons on the free radical fire. That makes Formula 216 the world's first stress-responsive vitamin C pill, rapidly elevating vitamin C levels in response to biological or mental stress. Now you can do what animals do. Upgrade to Formula 216, the world's first 24/7 vitamin C pill. Call 833-848-2216. That's toll-free, 833-848-2216 for 24/7 vitamin C protection. That's 833-848-2216.
Dr. Here's Probiotics has been a proud sponsor of the Healthy by Nature show for well over a decade.
My guest for this segment is Sally Fallon Morrow. She is the author of a legendary book, Nourishing Traditions. She's also the founding president of the Weston A. Price Foundation, editor of its quarterly magazine, and sponsor of the Weston A. Price Foundation's 20th annual conference called Ancestral Wisdom Meets Modern Science. It's November 15th through 17th, 2019, and all of those details are linked from the events page of hbnshow.com. And while you're there, click on Listen on the menu and select today's archive date, and you can get links to her website, to her book, to the blogs that we're talking about. And Sally, I think we're kind of finished justifying the fact that there's a reason that we love our red meat, and
yes, right.
We don't have time to do a whole. We could do a whole show just on the insanity that is some of the agricultural methods. But we, in my blog on October 10th, I talked a little bit about one of the reasons that there's so much pushback on this new research about red meat is it doesn't have anything to do with nutrition and health. It has to do with politics the likes of Bill Gates that you mentioned in your blog in regard to promoting soy as an alternative. Would you like to speak to that?
Well, I think there's a fundamental fact we have to understand. When you eat a hamburger at a restaurant, the cost of the materials in that burger are about 50% of what you spend. But when you eat a veggie burger made out of pea protein or soy protein, that's the Beyond Veg burger and the Impossible burger, the cost of the materials in that patty are about a few cents, like 3 or 4 cents. So the markup on these burgers is just huge. And, you know, you're not – the toxins in these burgers are just as great or more than anything from an industrial hamburger. Let's take the pea protein, for example. That's the most heavily glyphosated sprayed crop there is. So you're going to get lots of Roundup in that Beyond Veg burger. And the Impossible burger is made from soy. And soy has its own internal toxins, including estrogens, that you don't want to put in your body.
Soy also has a reputation for being not good for the thyroid.
Exactly. It is a thyroid depressant. And if people would just understand what happens to people when they eat a lot of soy, and we had this happen in the state of Illinois in their prison system for 13 years, the men were not given meat, and they had soy at every meal. And the health problems they developed were just horrendous, terrible thyroid problems, terrible digestive problems. The men grew breasts. They called it chemical castration. And these men will be on disability their whole rest of their lives after they get out of prison because they're just too damaged to even work. So they did stop this because of the obvious, ill effects, and now the men do get meat again. But you don't want to do this voluntarily, believe me.
Yeah, you list other things, nausea, diarrhea, constipation,
yes,
all kinds of GI problems.
Yes.
And it's just not natural. I mean, in the natural state, we wouldn't eat soy. And even cultures like, say, the Japanese that eat soy, they do stuff to it. They ferment it first, right?
They ferment it for 6 months to 3 years, and it's eaten as a condiment. you know, it's not a major source of protein. The major source of protein in Japan is fish, and the major source of protein in China is pigs and ducks. So, you know, these cultures are using soy in the right way as a fermented condiment, not as a major source of calories. And, you know, you were mentioning excitotoxins earlier. These burgers would spit them out if it weren't for the fact that they are loaded with these flavorings, and these are excitotoxins. They give you a dry mouth. They mess up with your brain. They are associated with weight gain, ADHD, diabetes, all sorts of bad things that you don't want to have happen.
On the HBNShow.com website, in the library, under the food section, I have a page on all of the various aliases that MSG goes on, monosodium glutamate. People kind of know that Chinese restaurant syndrome, but those that have followed Dr. Blaylock know that that's an excitotoxin. Well, I'm reading the ingredients that you put here on these two alternatives, the Beyond Burger and the Impossible Burger, and they are loaded with these terms that mean MSG.
Right. And in soy has a lot of glutamic acid in it, and that turns into MSG during processing. So any soy food is going to be just loaded with these excitotoxins. I think it's important to stress to people who are trying to clean up their diet, to eat real food, that these vegetarian burgers, so to speak, are highly, highly processed foods. You could not prepare these or make these in your kitchen. They go through horrendous processing that involves a lot of heat and pressure and chemicals. And what you get is not something that's going to nourish your body.
And some of them use GMO soy, and that could be a whole nother program. I want to ask a contrarian question here.
Okay.
Studies out of Loma Linda of Seventh-day Adventists who eat a lot of these soy substitutes, they do better than the average American, but there must be some other factors at work here. Would you like to
I actually question the studies. I think they're very selective in their participants. And I haven't really read anything from these studies that convinces me that their diet is good. They're questionnaire-type studies, and these are notoriously inaccurate. But I will say this, that people who want to eat a plant-based diet tend to be very health-conscious, and they don't drink coffee or smoke or drink. But there was a study out of England in 2012. This was published. And they compared people who ate a plant-based vegetarian-type diet with people who ate meat. And what they found was that the former group, the sort of plant-based group, had more cancer. That was really surprising. They had more cancer, more tooth decay, more mental illness. They had needed more medical care, and they had a lower standard of living than the ones who ate the animal foods. So that study did not get a lot of play in the press, but I think it's something that anyone needs to know about if they're going to make this decision.
Yeah, there's the press seems to be selective. I've been a victim of them myself back in the day when I was campaigning for the Dietary Supplement Act. I was on a number of shows, and then I saw what came out the other end and the interviews, and They pick and choose what already fits their belief system, which is that animals bad, plants good. But I think in a lot of cases, the difference is they have added vegetables. The people are getting vegetables that are on a more plant-based diet. Mm-hmm. And we could debate vegan. I find it very hard to find healthy vegans. We could do that another time. We've only got a minute left, so tell us again all about your conference. I want to make sure people know they can go to this.
Thank you, Marty. Yes, it's completely open to the public. It's the 15th through 17th of November, just north of Dallas, Texas, in a beautiful new hotel. You can get the whole conference. You can come for the day. We have a free movie on Friday night, and the exhibit hall is free. So we'd love to see some of your listeners there.
I looked at the lineup of speakers. I'm going myself because there's
just a lot
to learn there. And I appreciate you being with us. And it won't be so long the next time. We'll have you back because it was quite a pleasure to have you with us. And thank you for
the
time.
Thank you, Marty.
Well, coming up, Dr. Ross Pelton. So don't go anywhere. And remember, the links to the event and other things you need to know about are on the events page of hbnshow.com. Just look across the menu. That's the same place you find the listen, where you can find stations to send people to, and also the events page.
At half past the hour, you are tuned to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Wittekin.
People say they feel great after a B12 shot. Vitamin B12 is crucial for making energy, red blood cells, DNA, and supporting both mood and balance. Unfortunately, nearly a third of older adults are deficient, as are vegetarians and those using antacids for heartburn. In fact, most of us might benefit from getting more B12 than is in our multivitamins. Vitamin B12 teams up with vitamins B9 and B6 to create melatonin and the happy hormone serotonin. This 12-9-6 trio also helps metabolize homocysteine to support both heart and brain health. All three vitamins are absorbed and used much better in their natural active forms. For example, vitamin B6 as pyridoxal 5-phosphate and vitamin B12 as methyl B12. Vitamin B9 is safer and more useful as methylfolate than in the cheaper synthetic form, folic acid. What could be more convenient than Jarrow's lozenges? Ask for Jarrow's methyl B12 and methylfolate lozenges in lemon or higher potency cherry flavor at natural food stores nationwide.
I'm your host, Marty Wittekin. As a certified clinical nutritionist, I believe the most expensive supplement you can buy is one that doesn't work. When nutrition expert Bill Sardi wanted a multivitamin that reflected the latest science, he had to create one. Bill aimed to improve his health with the most advanced dosages and better absorbed forms of vitamin C, D, E, B vitamins, zinc, and selenium. Those forms are not provided in ordinary multivitamins. Luckily, Mr. Sardi made Molecular Multi available to all of us. It's so very complete that most people can cut several bottles from their program and actually save money. I get one bottle free when I buy three, and so can you. If your budget needs even more help, I am pretty sure that half a dose of Molecular Multi will provide health benefits superior to a full dose of any other product. Visit the sponsor page of hbnshow.com or go to lifespannutrition.com or call 800-247-5731. 800-247-5731.
A surgeon can install an artificial knee or hip, but wouldn't it be better to regenerate your original? Steroid shots may give temporary relief from chronic back pain. However, they are limited because they make the underlying problem worse. The exciting new frontier of medicine is stem cell therapy. As youngsters, our own stem cells quickly fix problems. Sadly, we lose most of these tiny miracle workers as we age. Now we can replace them so they can get to work on trouble spots. Please understand that not all stem cells are alike. Your host, Marty Wittekin, recommends Infinity Stem Cells because they are the safest and most effective. The process is simple, virtually painless, affordable, and requires no time off work for recovery. Read Marty's article at hbnshow.com. Just enter stem cells in the search box. Call 972-303-0683 for your no-obligation consultation. Tell them Marty sent you, and it will be complimentary. Call 972-303-0683 today.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by HealthWorksMart.com.
That was really something. I really do encourage you to go to the archive of today's show and click on some of the links and read her blogs on these burgers. There's a lot of, even if you don't care about veggie burgers, there's a lot of good education in there about MSG and some of, I didn't know that pea protein, and this will come up, I think, in our conversation with Dr. Ross Pelton. I didn't know that pea protein had such a bad reputation as far as glyphosate or Roundup. We really like having Dr. Ross Pelton on the show. He is a registered pharmacist, a certified clinical nutritionist. He's a health educator, prolific author, and he's scientific advisor for Essential Formulas. He's been named one of the top 50 most influential pharmacists in the U.S. by American Drugist magazine. And I think we caught you traveling, but I appreciate your taking the time to be with us, Dr. Pelton.
Hey, good morning, Marty. It's always nice to be with you and your Healthy by Nature listeners.
Well, they are a wonderful group, I'll have to say. I hear feedback from sponsors and from people that encounter them at events are just some of the nicest people in the world. And they really want to be healthier by nature, so they pay attention, and we're tickled to have them and to have you. So I remember back when I first got a nutrition back in 1982, I heard about glutathione, but I really didn't know what to do about it because although there were supplements of it, they were expensive, and I heard they didn't work very well, and kind of well, yada yada, years and years went by, and then it kind of came up again because now there is something that you can do about it. What, tell us what glutathione is for those who have never heard of it.
Sure, Marty. I get really excited when I talk about glutathione because it is such an important foundation of health. It's made naturally in every cell in your body, and it's really the most prevalent antioxidant of the body, and consequently, glutathione protects more of your body than any other antioxidant, and it's also a critical regulator of your immune system, and then it's also the master regulator of your detoxification, so we call it the master antioxidant. I also refer to it as the master regulator of detoxification. These three important bodily systems, antioxidant system, immune system, detoxification system, are all regulated by glutathione. It's really, really important for the body.
Well, those are all the things that we want operating at full tilt in order to have a long, healthy life. Every one of them covers. I think if you didn't have problems with any of those, you wouldn't have problems, period. At least you wouldn't have anything requiring the medications we hear about on the evening news.
You're right. They're really the foundations of health. You bet. That's glutathione.
And was I wrong that these oral supplements of glutathione that have been around for years and they keep getting revised and then, oh, here's a new one that's a tiny hair better absorbed, that those are not a very practical way. And I know a number of health practitioners that really help people with intravenous glutathione, but that's not, you don't want to have to do that every day.
Well, you're right. Glutathione intravenously is very effective, but it's expensive. It's time consuming. It requires a trip to the doctor's office.
And they're poking
you. It's
not
a very user friendly method of doing it. You're right.
Oh, and the supplements, are they all they're cracked up to be?
Glutathione, when it's taken orally, gets broken down and destroyed, so it doesn't get absorbed, and so it's not really very effective. There are some newer liposomal delivery forms that are a little bit more effective, and there's some nutritional precursors that can help boost glutathione levels. But now we have a really unique strain of probiotic bacteria called Lactobacillus fermentum ME3, and this strain of bacteria synthesizes glutathione in the human gut. So it's now available in products called RegActive, that's spelled RegActiv, and there's a new formula, RegActive Essential ME3, that just has this unique strain of probiotic bacteria. We refer to it just as ME3 for simplicity, and when people take this, there's a daily dose of 8 billion ME3 viable bacteria. That's like ingesting 8 billion little glutathione manufacturing plants that are making glutathione 24 hours a day for you. So it's really very effective in boosting glutathione levels, and we've got human clinical trials that document this.
Now, we have talked about RegActiv in the past, and they have they're brought to us by the wonderful folks at Essential Formulas that also brought us Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, and this is not in place of that. It's in addition to, because it does something very specific. And the three different products they had, there's one immune and vitality, there's liver and detox, and there's a cardiovascular. The same organism in all three of those, right? They just added other nutrients that you might want to boost for that particular goal.
You're right. Those three formulations have some supplemental ingredients that support either immune activity, liver function, or cardiovascular health. But a lot of healthcare practitioners were asking for just a standalone Lactobacillus fermentum ME3 product. And so that's the new essential ME3. Just one capsule daily is the daily dose for essential ME3, whereas the other three products, the daily dose is two capsules daily because of the additional supplements in the formulation. So Now we've got essential ME3, one capsule a day, really easy way to boost your glutathione levels.
Well, and especially for people that are already on a substantial supplement regimen, they don't necessarily want to overlap, although they're all good. You wouldn't necessarily want to add those other ingredients. I had figured out that for me, I would take one of the immune and vitality in the morning and one of the liver and detox at night, and that works fine for me. But I haven't tried the new one yet, but I think it's a great idea for people that are on a really good program already. Well, how does it work? You say it's a manufacturing, turns it into a little manufacturing facility. Well, maybe we ought to back up a step and just talk about postbiotics. What the reason we want these bacteria is not so much for their little selves sitting there as for what they make out of what we feed them. You want to give us a little heads up on postbiotics?
Yeah, you bet, Marty. That's really an emerging topic in the field of probiotics and microbiome science. We're finding out that the bacteria are just little chemical factories. They're worker bees. But their job is to take the fibers in your daily diet and ferment and digest those fibers and produce secondary compounds that we call these postbiotic metabolites. And these are the master health-regulating compounds in the human body. The Lactobacillus fermentum ME3 makes glutathione. So glutathione is a postbiotic metabolite from that strain of bacteria.
Yeah, it's very specialized. And they all kind of have their special talent. But they all like different foods. You can't just throw a bunch of, let's say, FOS that they put in some probiotic supplements. That increases the number of bacteria, but not the variety. And we want thousands of different kinds.
You're absolutely right.
We'll be right back with Dr. Ross Pelton after these important words from our beloved sponsors.
The Healthy by Nature show promotes natural solutions because they work so well and provide fringe benefits instead of side effects. In host Marty Whittakin's best-selling book, Natural Alternatives to Nexium, she documents the many serious dangers of heartburn drugs that work by blocking stomach acid. Stomach acid has many crucial jobs. For example, it helps us digest food, absorb minerals, produce vitamin B12, and protect us from disease-causing bacteria. So acid isn't the enemy. It can just get somewhere it doesn't belong and cause pain. The natural digestive supplement, Garlagest, is a much better answer. It fixes digestion instead of stopping it and improves nutrient uptake. Listeners tell Marty that Garlagest also solves other problems like gas and burping. Link to Garlagest from the show website, healthybynatureshow.com, or visit garlagest.com and be pleasantly surprised by what a bargain it is. Call 866-405-4000 to order. 866-405-4000.
Would you like to increase your energy level, think more clearly, get more restful sleep? Perhaps you need to improve your mood or get rid of headaches. Or maybe you have loved ones struggling with ADHD, Alzheimer's, a concussion, or Parkinson's. At HM3 Light, we offer the amazing Brain Light Pro, which helps with all of those issues and more. There are over 300 studies showing that this special type of light therapy provides improved blood circulation to the brain and reduced inflammation. It also creates new blood vessels and neurons. Those benefits, along with detoxing the brain, can help post-stroke patients. To ask for studies that pertain to your particular interest, or to ask about our lease-to-own program, call 800-580-1111. At HM3 Light, we're here to help you enhance, strengthen, improve your brain health with our Brain Light Pro. 800-580-1102. 800-580-1102.
The Healthy by Nature Show and its host, Marty Wittekin, recommend brands that are backed by science. For example, one founded by Dr. Emmick Blair, Ph.D., an award-winning chemist who's working to establish high standards for CBD in the holistic health industry. Through his extensive research, clinical studies, and passion for health, he has become a leader in the field of CBD delivery, absorption, and effectiveness. Dr. Blair has developed the next-generation liposomal solution and delivery system, CellGate, using liposomes that make a protective coating around formula actives to mimic how the body naturally absorbs nutrients. Studies show that CellGate preserves most hemp compounds well into the small intestines, delivering an absorption rate 20 times higher than regular hemp and 10 times higher than any other CBD found on the market. The brand, Puffin Hemp, is an all-natural and laboratory-grade CBD formula. Link to Puffin Hemp from the show website, healthybynatureshow.com, or visit puffinhemp.com.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
My guest, Dr. Ross Pelton, is a board-certified clinical nutritionist, author, educator, and we've been talking about ME3, for short. We just call it ME3. It's a special organism that lives in your gut if you give it to your gut and put it there with the product, the essential ME3 that we've been talking about. And it sits there, and it does amazing things. Increases the glutathione levels in the blood 49%. It helps to keep it active from being degenerated, and also was shown in a study to increase antioxidant activity 26%. That's remarkable. And I know, Ross, that you are as concerned as I am about the glyphosate, that Roundup that's in the food, and the pesticides and the fungicides and all of the chemicals, and that we know that there's only so much we can do about even eating organic, there's only so much we can do to limit what comes into our body, but we can change how our body handles it. And a lot of this comes down to an effect on the immune system, that when we're toxic, our immune system doesn't work very well. Can you share with us how we know that the RegActive essential ME3 is actually helping the immune system?
Well, that's a great question, Marty. And I try to educate people about the importance of glutathione, because when you start taking ME3 and boosting your glutathione levels, you're probably not going to feel much different. It's kind of like vitamin C or your omega-3 fatty acids. You know, if you take a dose today, you don't feel dramatically different tomorrow. You take it because you understand how important it is. And that's where glutathione comes in. If people don't feel dramatically different the day after they start taking it, they might not feel different at all. But you have the comfort in knowing that you're boosting your glutathione levels, because you understand how important it is to have antioxidant protection and support your immune system and support your body's ability to detoxify all of the environmental chemicals and insults that we get exposed to. And so it's more of an educational process to educate people about glutathione and why it's so important. The one thing you mentioned, Marty, a 26% increase in total antioxidant activity. So that's really, really critical, because glutathione doesn't just boost glutathione itself when the ME3 is making it, but it uses that extra glutathione to recycle and re-energize oxidized vitamin C and vitamin E and coenzyme Q10 and lipoic acid. So you're boosting all your antioxidant activity throughout your whole body. That level of protection is increased substantially by ingesting this daily dose of Lactobacillus fermentum ME3. And so it's really quite a significant benefit overall.
Well, I mean, specifically, I think the studies show they've studied HIV patients, and they found that it directly killed a number of known GI pathogens. And they measure white cells as a measure of the immune system. So it's not you can't wait 50 years and see what somebody might come down with it. And none of the studies last that long. Reducing the things that we know, the pathogens and the substances that cause problems, and you're improving, you can show that you've improved the immune function, that adds to that comfort that you're talking about from education.
You're absolutely right there, Marty. And one of the things I emphasize to people is that every single chronic degenerative disease is associated with low glutathione levels. So we know your glutathione levels go down as you age, and now we have a really effective way to boost your glutathione levels on a daily basis by taking the new essential ME3, just one capsule a day. So it's really very effective way. I think it's one of the most proactive things people can do to slow down their aging process and have what we call healthy longevity and healthy by nature.
Yes, our health, really all of our health and all disease, start in the gut. So we want to start the process in the healthy direction. I want to make sure we get in here where people can get the RegActive products, the different formulas, and the new essential ME3. It is new, so it's coming to health food stores. Go to your health food store and ask for it. They probably already have the RegActive, but ask for the new one. And you can visit them on Facebook at RegActive, REG ACTIV. And just to reiterate, though, this doesn't mean that you don't need Dr. O'Hara's to improve the environment in the intestinal tract and give you not only 12 researched strains, very well-researched strains, and the foods that they eat, and the live bacteria, and the hundreds of postbiotics that they've made, which is what makes Dr. O'Hara so different. These two are great partners, right?
They're very synergistic. You're right. The ME3 is a glutathione booster, a totally new category of product, whereas Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is the number one product in the world to create and maintain a healthy microbiome ecosystem, a healthy gut.
Yeah, great partners. Well, thanks so much for being with us today and sparing a little bit of your time on your trip. And folks, please do stay with us. I've got some important information in this little final segment coming up. Again, RegActive, REG ACTIV, and the new product is Essential ME3, just the number 3. Always information on that and links in the archive of today's show at hbnshow.com. Click listen.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you are missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs and allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Call 800-247-5731, 800-247-5731. Of course, those details are also on the sponsor page of hbnshow.com.